book says, now there was a certain man of Ramathim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephrathite. And he had two wives. Now, that was a bad decision. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. Peninnah, the glowing mother with a family, house full of children. But unto Hannah, he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also, that's the problem with two wives. Her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, said, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is the heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And I want to talk for a little while about the heart of a mother. You can be seated. See, I'm not just focusing on the mere fact that a person's given birth to a child. A person can give birth to a child without having the heart of a mother. I don't know if you're going to be able to see it real good, but if Brother Jackson will help me, I want to share a little picture with you of somebody who's really not Mother of the Year. If you have that available, because that applies to what I want to talk about here for a few minutes. Whoever's working on that, if you don't get it, it's okay, but right now would be a perfect moment for it. Because everybody that's giving birth to a baby don't have the mama heart. It's been said already in here today, there's something that happens inside. See, that's really not Mom of the Year. That woman don't have a mother's heart. I was looking for another picture. I saw a picture, and I couldn't find it last night, of a woman holding her child by his ankle, and his head was hanging down to the ground, walking around like she had a fish on a stringer or something. You see, the heart of a mother don't do that. Okay, that's okay. That may distract somebody. I wish it was big enough and clear enough you could have seen it, but that's my fault. That's the kind of picture I downloaded. See, because real motherhood is a condition of the heart. The real mother says, this thing that's growing inside me is part of me. This is part of me. And I already love my baby. It's why we got so concerned Thursday night praying for Camille, because the only thing she's seen so far has been a sonogram picture, but she already loves her twins. Because a mother's heart is saying, the person that says, oh, this is just a blob of tissue and it's going to make me get fat and lose my figure and it's going to mess up my lifestyle. That's not a mother. I'm just going to say that it may hurt somebody's feelings, but abortion is the statement of selfishness that says nothing or nobody is as important as my happiness. Just going to throw that in. That might offend somebody. And if there was a terrible time in your life when this happened, I hope that you have asked forgiveness and felt forgiveness and been purged and felt God's restoration, because He does restore. But you see, I've been seeing terrible billboards, not just around Sumter, but other places, that express that same idea: nothing matters except me and my happiness. I got to put the person first that's first. You see, if it comes to babies being born or children growing up in a home, that's not a mother's heart. That's not a mother's spirit. You see, a real mother's heart wraps itself around the life of her new baby. And as that baby grows, her heart rejoices with it, grieves with it, laughs with it, cries with it, aches with it, gets hurt with it when it gets hurt, fixes the things that she can fix and cries over the things she can't fix. A mother's heart does that because that is a mother's heart. See, every woman that gives birth don't have that kind of heart. Bible tells about two women lived in a city that was under siege. The gates were locked and barricaded, and the army had surrounded them. Syrian army had surrounded them. And of course, they ran out of food. And one day, the king, who's getting skinny himself, is walking around in his prison city. And he hears a woman cry out, and he said, "What's the matter?" And she says this story: "You know, me and my friend, we both had babies, and we made an agreement we'd eat my child today and eat yours tomorrow. And so we did that. And now she's run off and hid her baby. She don't want to share." You see, that's not a mother's heart. The Bible says that Solomon just had become king. His father had proclaimed him to be the successor. And the scripture said they brought two women before him. And one has a complaint against the other. She said, "You know, we live in the house together. Both of us had a baby. During the night, she rolled over on top of her baby and smothered it. And what she did was she got up in the night and put her dead baby over my bed and got my live baby. And that live baby's mine." And the other woman said, "No, no, no, that's my baby." And they argued, and Solomon said, "Okay, do this. Somebody bring me a sword. Let's take the live baby. We're going to cut it in half, and then both of you." And the real mother had the mother's heart. She said, "No, no, no, no. Give her the baby." She said, "Let my baby live, because my heart would rather him live under somebody else's command than for me to see him die." I mean, it's going to tell you, nobody could imagine loving mothers, devoted mothers, would ever want to see their own flesh and blood die. But here's something I'll share with you. More than 200 women a year kill their children in the United States, according to the American Anthropological Association. I started to share some names and stories, and then I thought, no, I'm not even going to repeat those things before children that are in this congregation. I wouldn't want them to know the depravity of women who've given birth to living bodies but don't have the heart of a mother. You see, a true mother wants to save her child's life. We read this story in Exodus chapter 2. The Bible said that when a man of the house of Levi took a wife to wife, a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bare a son. It's going to be 80 years before we even find out this woman's name. Moses is writing some genealogy. He's just sort of filling out some genealogy charts. And we find out that her name is Jochebed. But from the first, we don't even know her name. But we find out she has a mother's heart, because she has a baby. And the king is saying, all you Hebrew women, we have a baby, you better kill it. If you don't, we're going to. And the Bible says she hid her baby for 3 months. And after 3 months, when she realized she just can't keep on hiding, she had a plan. The Bible says when she saw that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. I got to save my boy. What can I do? What else can I do? I've been hiding him, trying to keep him quiet. If he starts crying, I try to smother it. You know, I'm just trying my best that word don't get out. I don't want him to see diapers hanging on the clothesline. You know, what else can I do? So she has this plan. The Bible said when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. Water plants growing, reeds growing up out of the river. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. Now you see, this mother had to know that this spot was reserved, because this, everybody just don't come bathe where Pharaoh's daughter bathes. You know, this is private property. Y'all can go downstream somewhere, but don't come up here where my daughter bathes. But Mama knows this, and Mama has one desperate desire. I hope that Pharaoh's daughter has a mother's heart. I mean, if Pharaoh's daughter has the heart of a lot of women that live today, she says, hey, Daddy, here's another one. But the Bible said, and the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews. Pharaoh's daughter was not yet a mother, but she had a mother's heart. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call a nurse from the Hebrew women and nurse the child for you? Pharaoh's daughter said, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew. She brought him into Pharaoh's house, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, because I drew him out of the water. You see, the mother's heart was there when she wasn't even a mother. We were, today, Brother Wisner was talking about Rizpah. Rizpah was a concubine, and he told us how that when her sons were taken and they were hung because of sin, of their, the grandfather. And Rizpah, Mama, said, look, you can't have my boy even if he's gone. You can't have my sons. And she fights away the birds of the day and the predators of the night. Hey, listen, you coyote, get out of here. I'm going to build a fire. You're scared of fire. You come any closer, I'm going to take this burning stick and stick it in your face. She fights for a child that's already dead, for children. Because you see, a mother's heart. You know how long she stayed there? The scripture said that it was the beginning of barley harvest, and she stayed there until water dropped on them. That's about from the end of April until October. That's a long time for mama to be standing guard over sons that are no longer going to be able to work and support her as she gets older. That's a mother's heart. You see, because mothers do things. A mother will go hungry to feed her child. A mother will do without things she wants to provide things for her child. Mothers will get up in the middle of the night to feed the baby or comfort the baby or rock the baby or change the baby. While us dads sleep through it, that's what we heard today. It's amazing how good we can sleep when the baby starts crying. It's like music to our ears, isn't it? But mama, you see, mamas can hear, they can hear the sound of that baby even in a busy day with noises, other noises going wrong. They can hear that sound. You can be in Walmart and tell whether it's your baby or not. You better be, because you ought to be right in the same aisle. Don't let that stranger push your cart around in the other aisle. But even the grandma can hear that baby in the other part of the store and say, yeah, that's ours. Because mothers do so much. They cook the meals, they wash the clothes, they help with homework, or maybe they do homeschooling. They bandage up scrapes. They kiss the boobies, the boo-boos. They put the band-aids on and all that stuff. Even mamas can put on Disney band-aids on their own skin if that's what their child likes. Mamas do it all. They comfort them when they hurt. They cry. The first day they go to school, they fix their broken toys, they fix their broken hearts. They learn how to pull toy cars out of their son's nose. They cry when they leave for college, they cry when they get married, they cry when they come back home. maybe not. See, mothers keep on loving. Sister Janie, sharing this as well. Mothers keep on loving no matter what's happened. We had a lady came to our church years ago when we were in Mississippi. Her son got drunk and shot holes all through her house trailer. It's a wonder she didn't get killed. But she was just weeping because they were going to take him to jail. Mothers can forgive when they ought to be punished. The heart of a mother can find a reason to say, "Look, I understand. You need to forgive them," because it's the heart. It's that spirit inside that says, "That's my baby, and no matter what happens, I want him to be okay." A mother will die for her child. Now, years ago when I was real small, there was a lady close by us. She came to my dad one day begging him, "Listen, please, go in the shed. There's a snake in there." She said, I'd die for my baby, but I can't go past that snake." My dad went in. It wasn't a snake. It was one of those metal braces that you nail against the wall and put a shelf on it. And, it's sort of like that, and then a round place where you can put the screw into the wall. That piece was sticking out. She thought it was the head of a snake. I heard the story years ago that a mother with her baby, and she didn't intend, it wasn't far, but when she stepped out and was out away from the house, a blizzard blew in, and it was blinding snow, terrible cold, until she lost her way, and in this cold, she took her clothing off and wrapped everything around her baby and then laid down in the snow and wrapped her body around her infant. When they found them, her frozen body, of course, was dead, but her baby was alive. I heard the story that 20 years later, a young man went out during a snowstorm. He went to a certain place on a hill, took his clothes off, and stood in the blowing snow and shouted out into the night, said, "Mother, is this how cold it was? Did you hurt this much for me?" But you see, if that happened, that's a mother's heart. They said, I'll die for my baby. You see, not everybody has the heart of a mother. Not everybody that has a mother's heart gets to be a mother. You know, there have been women who've longed to feel a baby growing in their womb. They've imagined holding that infant, nursing it, watching its little face, rubbing its smooth skin and bathing it with gentle soap, with soft washcloth. They've dreamed of that. They've dreamed of the smell, fresh smell of baby's skin. They've just longed to take those little tiny hands and feel those little fingers and look at those tiny little fingernails. They walk through the children's department in stores and handle baby clothes and baby toys and wish they had somebody to buy them for. I'm going to tell you, they're folk who have the mother's heart, but they hadn't had a chance yet to be a mother. See, sometime they've dreamed about it, but never had a chance to see that dream come true. And they feel like Hannah in our text. The Bible said, "And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Because I was created to be a mother, and I just don't have a baby to hold." Now, through the course of time, there's been a lot of women like that, like Hannah and Rachel and Sarah. They had mother's hearts, but didn't have a child to pour that gift into. And we still have mothers today. May not have children, but they still have mother's hearts. They may get to adopt a child who needs a mother. Sometime they take a child who has a biological mother, but who don't have the mother's heart, and they became the heart mother for that child. We've got some of you in this room. You love somebody that didn't get loved from the source they were supposed to be loved. I just want to say that sometime even a father has to become the mother for a child. And I want to celebrate all of you today. And today I want to honor not just somebody that's given birth to a baby, but to those who have a mother's heart. And what I would like for you to do, I'd like for you to stand. I don't know if you'll feel embarrassed or not. I hope not. But I would like for everybody here who has a mother's heart. You hear me? You got a mother's heart. Don't matter whether you've ever bathed your baby in the sink or not, but you got a mother's heart. I'd like to invite you to just come to the front here, because I want to pray a blessing first of thanksgiving and then a blessing over you. I'd love you to come. Mothers are women with mother's hearts. Won't you just come? That's it. I'm doing this because I feel like the Lord told me to do this. That's it. Just come on in. Come on in. That's it. Mothers, I honor you. I honor you. I honor you. That's it. Come on in as close as you can. Because after you're here, I want the others of us, husbands, fathers, children, friends, I want you to come closer in, because together we're going to pray a blessing over these ladies. That's it. Just come in as close as you can. We're going to pray a blessing of God over their lives. It may be your mother, may be your wife, may be just... You know, we don't do this to embarrass people. We're doing this because God honors motherhood. If you got the heart of a mother, you got it because God created that and placed it in you. If you've killed that, that wasn't God that killed it. That was you that killed that mother's spirit. I'm going to pray. Why don't you... Let's pray together. Let's pray over these mothers. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for these mothers. Thank you for godly mothers you've placed in this church. Thank you for mothers who have the heart that care, mothers that are sacrificial, mothers who give, mothers who care about the charge you've placed in their lives. Oh, God, I want to thank you for what they've already done and contributed, but I pray the blessings of God over them. I pray that you strengthen them when they feel they don't have a strength to continue, when their demands are so strong, when they're so tired, when they're exhausted, and yet they know that they got to keep on. I want you to give them strength, Lord, when they're faced with activities and responses they don't know what to do and know how to handle it. Would you be the word of wisdom and whisper in their ear and tell them, look, I'm going to help you with this. I want you to sustain them. Oh, God, when the labor is tiring, whenever it's thankless, whenever they've done good and they get criticized, I want you to comfort them, oh God. When they've reached out and they've done all they know to do and yet it doesn't satisfy everybody, I want you to let them feel the approval of God. Let them hear you say, well done. Oh God, put your hand on them. Give them wisdom when they're confronted with every possibility, oh God. If it's provision, if it's correction, if it's instruction, if it's discipline, I pray, God, that you give them wisdom of God. I pray that you strengthen their hand, oh God. I pray that their children would call them blessed. I pray their husbands, their fathers, I pray those who know them would call them blessed. I pray, oh God, you let them be anointed in motherhood. In Jesus' name, 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 Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Mothers, we love you, we value you. While you're still here, if you've got that prepared, we've got something. Brother Jackson selected something. We want to share. This is how we feel about you.
Today is a day of honor for moms. For every mother in every stage of life, today is a day of honor. We honor moms of infants and little ones. May God bless you with patience, kindness, and perseverance. And may you believe that your never-ending job will help bring true life to the generations that follow. We honor moms of teenagers. May God give you grace upon grace. And may you travel this uncertain journey together with them as they transition from child to adult. We honor women who are trying to have children, but who are not yet able. It took courage and resolve to come to church today. May God gently remind you that He has not forgotten you. And may you become newly inspired to keep your eyes fixed on the light of His gaze. We honor grandmothers today. May God give you the grace to see the good that you provided to your own children. And may you help inspire your grandkids to follow Jesus with every step they take. And finally, we honor moms who have lost children prematurely. May God be your strength and comfort on a day like today. And may you rise stronger than ever to be a blessing to others. For those we mentioned and for the many unidentified moms that we didn't, God has always used a mother's love and strength to make known His own love and strength. In your best moments and in your imperfections, the glory of God is shining through you. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. Now, the religious part of this is, I'm satisfied. If you're able, do you have that picture that you selected a little while ago? There you go. Every mom's face. Happy Mother's Day, y'all. Have a good one today. God bless you.